AI is a key, but it's not a magic gun, and so we are combining the best of both worlds. On the edge for a minimized hardware footprint and an ecosystem that is optimized for machine builders and takes their issues into account.
Welcome to a new episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2. Our topics are image processing, machine and embedded vision, AI and metrology. My name is Peter Ebert, Editor-in-Chief of Envision, and I'm happy to have you here for a new episode. The SPS Trade Fair is starting. Envision wanted to know what the current acceptance of machine vision in automation technology is. Therefore, we have Sebastian Pfeiffer, Product Owner Machine Vision at the Automation Specialist B&R, the ABB brand for machine automation, as a guest in our podcast today, and to talk with him about the advantages and differences of machine vision like a sensor. Okay, hello Sebastian.
Hi Peter.
Nice to have you here in our podcast. And let's start with the first question. Why are sensors so important in factory and machine automation?
Peter, from my point of view, sensors are the key to increase the machine performance and the product quality. Why is this important? Everybody knows time is money. And on the one other hand, sensors provide vital feedback on the equipment conditions, help direct to maintain the machine and also to avoid the downtime. But really, really important that the real-time monitoring and measurement of various parameters like temperature, pressure, and many more physical parameters is possible. And the key is real time. So you know when you can measure what in microseconds or nanoseconds. And this is mostly the task from the PLC and I/O control system. And yes, protocols like IO-Link that takes the distributed a little bit more. Overall, I will say sensors are really essential for the automation process and not only for the machine performance and product quality, also to enhancing also safety in the industrial environment, ensuring both product quality and worker safety. And this results also in reduced waste during the production. And that really makes sense. And the journey is not over yet. For example, the impact of IoT on the sensor technology in manufacturing includes to enable sensors to communicate with each other and with central systems, leading to a better data integration and real-time monitoring. And Peter, and when we see all the great things, I can only say how much more innovations we could bring into the machine when we use machine vision like a sensor.
But Sebastian, why does machine vision have or is so complicated?
That is a good question. Basically, I think that the expectations are often a problem with vision. Why? Because the human eye and brain are a perfectly self-trained vision solution. And especially in the automation technology, the way the mind search for a currently issue is very different from the world of machine vision. And for me, there are 4 factors which are multiplier for the vision complexity. First, more or less the system engineering or integration, the degree of freedom, the volume and speed, and last but not least, the accuracy. What I mean by the system engineering and integration factor. All the issues of tuning and setting up the lighting system and the optical parameters is easier for people close to the physics to understand, but to understand how a material reacts with light and what I need to change to see what I want and this quickly, that is experience. And the degree of freedom means for me, on the one hand, the challenge of dealing with deviations, shots at different positions and orientations, or unknown alignments and much more, on the other hand, unexpected issues have to be dealt and more, you need more functions as required. How flexible is your machine vision system in terms of image processing task and scalability? And volume and speed is for me near to the topic accuracy. Why? The common ground is the image quality for a lot of application, and which are called high-speed applications, is mostly a high image quality necessary. And for a high-speed application or high-synchronized applications is the key the synchronization between different cameras, or especially between the camera and the flashlight, so that you can achieve a high quality, that you also avoid blurring during the machine vibration or a fast-moving object. One of the most important aspects of accuracy for me is the repeat accuracy, and not only per image, but also between camera A and camera B. Why? If you are doing one vision project, you have, for example, a series machine, then the matching to the gray values is really a challenge. And not only in terms of duplication of the machine, also in terms of stability.
Okay, there's another why from my side now. Why is machine vision mostly reduced to inline or end-of-line inspection?
I think one answer, therefore, is that mostly everybody looks into a solution which is scalable and not, and you don't need a high flexibility. And the other hand, quality is really important. And in this case, you need an inline or end-of-line inspection to make sure that the quality is enough. And in this also, the vision is really a key. And on the other hand, most of them struggling in terms of flexibility, or you have several parameters, they are mostly be changed, and perhaps also during the runtime. So that means you must change the vision parameters during the runtime and must be synchronized between the other machine topics. And this is really, really specific on the process from the machine or the application and so on. And I think quality inspection a bit more standardized, and therefore also, especially when we talk about AI, you can also see that the most of the solutions are focused on quality inspection.
Okay, SPS Fair is starting soon. And why is machine vision at a SPS Fair different to machine vision at a vision fair?
For me, at the SPS, the topic of vision is not only considered into the vision challenges. For me, it's about to show the advantages of having an integrated vision system, or as maintained before, a game changer effect in the integrated vision system. We will exploring at B&R with the possibilities that arise when the vision system is integrated into task classes, into one data structure, or to a perfect synchronized motion or mechatronic solution, or even better, an all-embracing portfolio. In short, we not only show that we understand the problems of machine automation, we have solutions to solve the problems and looking for them. And in combination with the B&R innovation pipeline, it will be very exciting again this year. So everybody is welcome, and we will be in Hall 7 and Booth 207 as every year. And this is also the key at SPS, that all other manufacturers at for the machine automations will also show that they understand the issues and the combination between the machine automation, the mechatronic systems, the robotics, and together with vision is a topic. But as it maintained before, the synchronization integration solves not only an issue, also the key.
So I'm coming to my fifth and last question, and of course it's another why. Why can machine vision in the control loop be a game changer for factory automation?
Peter, please imagine with me. We have talked before how important a sensor. And sensors are so exciting, and that you have a controlled control loop, and you can not only control, you can also adapt this during the machine process. And the same when we think about vision as a sensor is the same. You have a lot of possibilities. You can measure, you can create if there the possibility to see if they fill enough, or when we think on the packaging process, the really complex processes will be started in the machine, and also combined with the additive manufacturing. So batch size one, or words like this, shows really that we need also a flexible vision system. We need also a vision system which can be really synchronized, can be, for example, a smart camera for the real-time automation, that you can really also steer the control loop with all the data which you are received from the image processing tasks. And I like it really to see what can be enabled with that. And for example, also when we think about the really cool things in machine vision, when we think about AI, what can be happens? When you think about, you can combine AI with rule-based post or pre-processing, and you can also, all these informations, you get back into the synchronized machine world. How mindful this is, what explorations you can start, when you can really combine the image trigger, the image capturing with the motion movement, which dynamics you get when you have such a high dynamic manufacturing process, or more or less also how great this could be when you have also one engineering tool, when you don't must tackle the issue which data you get to which time, you have different field buses or different interfaces, you have one engineering tool. And this means not that one guy must do all the complex things. So also collaboration is a really important topic for us at B&R. And therefore, you can imagine, you have one data structure, one engineering tool, you're working on one machine, on one project, and you can also get the really cool image processing tasks into the machine, and you can create really innovations. So we are the solution enablers for our customers. We will enable the innovations for our customers, and therefore we provide innovations too. And that is our aim and our objective, also to show this year what we can do for our customers and how we can increase the efficiency of the machines and increase also the productivity of us. This means during the engineering process that we reduce the time to market. And not only time to market is important. We see also to our customers the hardware footprint is important. And that is also the topic for us, to reduce the bill of the material. That means our smart camera is configured to the optical parameters and not to the functions. That means we have one hardware that fits to your optical setup, mechanical setup, and then you can deploy what you need, very, really flexible. And that is also the key what I mentioned before, that we will give us answer of the topics, how, what are the multiplier for the vision complexity. And this we do. We slice each topic and we will find the right answer for the right topic. and also in terms of AI. AI is important, but there is also, from my point of view, the black side of AI, that means the power consumption which you need. And therefore, we have decided that we do all the AI inferencing on the edge, that means directly in the hardware. So you don't need an IPC and a GPU. You need one smart camera, one PLC, and you can do AI on the edge. And that is also really the key for us, that we combine and enhance also the flexibility and the degree of freedom for our machine builders. And when we go back to the four factors, we have, or we provide an answer for the accuracy, for volume and speed, for the degree of freedom. And we support also with our applications engineers the system integration or system engineering, or your system integrator supports you. What do you mean? So for us, it's important that we provide for all the machine builders or system integrators a value. And therefore, also, we will address and help all other together. And we also looking forward what we can do already now. For example, how important is light? How we can support our customers? When you are interested, you can see this on our booth. Or which features we have enabled into the smart camera. It's really exciting. You can see it. And stay tuned. We will looking forward what is coming up in this year and next years. Also, with the topic accuracy, we have already the feature that we calibrate all image sensors to the light. That means you have always a stable gray value and you increase the repeat accuracy. That is really mindful, and the genre doesn't stop here. So stay tuned and you're welcome on our booth.
So Sebastian, thanks a lot for this interview, and be sure that I will have a look at the B&R booth at Hall 7 at the SPS Drives in Nuremberg. I'm happy to see you there.
For sure. I'm happy also to see you, Peter, and you're welcome. Warm welcome to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
If you would like to find out more about Envision, please register for our Envision newsletter at envision-news.de/news, become a follower of our LinkedIn channel Envision News, or find out about our webinars at envision-news.com/TechTalks. I look forward to welcoming you to our next episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2.